Hey guys, this is your host Jose from the Wild About Animals podcast, and I just wanted to ask you guys, have you ever wondered if you guys could send me questions and I could answer you guys' live while the show was going on? Well, now I can. Thanks to Anchor, there's a link that I sent you guys on the Facebook page at Wild About Animals on Facebook, where if you leave me your questions, whether you type them or you can leave a voice message, I can actually answer it live while the show is going on. So if you really got some questions, go ahead and click that link and start today. And hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys today. So on today's episode, I'm very super excited, guys, because tonight we're going to be talking about orangutans. Now, that is probably was an interesting one because most of the time, most people, when you think of an ape, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is people think of a gorilla or a chimpanzee. Orangutans are usually not the first thing that comes to mind. But when you guys really think about it, these animals are pretty unique because, I mean, if you've seen one, I've seen one in person, and they're very, you know, they almost look like, I guess, I think the way I thought about it was it was like a very hairy man if you were looking, you know, in the distance and didn't know what it was, because they're actually a lot bigger than what, you know, TVs and books show you. But before we do jump into this, I do want to make a little disclaimer or people aware about what we're going to be talking about today. As everyone is aware, like I said earlier, we are going to be talking about orangutans today. However, stated into the podcast, there will be some information tossed about it saying that humans are primates or apes. And I don't want to offend anyone if that offends you. If you think that you won't be able to handle that, then you're more than welcome to shut down the podcast and more than welcome to come back next week. However, I will not stand for someone coming in and being rude and disrespectful because I'm saying, you know, putting out this information that I researched myself on, you know, because this is an open space and, you know, we're just here to have fun and learn about animals. So now that I'm off my shoebox about that, if you guys are ready, then let's dive right in. So, orangutans are great apes, which is a classification which includes gorillas, chimpanzees, bonobos, and humans. And they are the only great ape out of the ones I listed that are found in Asia. Now, you're probably wondering what exactly is a great ape. Well, actually, before we do that, we should probably learn what the difference is in the whole primate family as a whole. So I'm pretty sure you guys have heard the whole thing. If it was taught early to me in school, I don't know if they still teach it now. But it's like the difference between an ape and a monkey. Well, the more, I guess, well-known difference is monkeys have tails and apes do not. But there's more deeper layers to that. Like when I said, you know, like, it is correct, monkeys have tails, apes do not. But monkeys are also smaller, and they also have smaller skeletal structures that are more similar to cats and dogs, and they have smaller brains. Apes do not have tails. They're a lot bigger with their skeletal structure, and they also have bigger brains, but there's also more to it. They have distinct molar teeth. They have a shoulder and an arm structure that allows them to move their arm freely to rotate with their shoulder. And their rib cage is very wide, and they have an appendix, which is basically like a thumb. And there's even a deeper layer to when I say apes as a whole, because there's a division. They're divided up from lesser apes to great apes. Lesser apes are consisted of gibbons. If you want to go look those up, you can. Those are a species of apes. They're pretty small, but they have really, really long arms. But if you want to go look those up, you can. Those are called gibbons. And then when it comes to greater apes, those consisted of the gorillas, the chimpanzees, humans, and orangutans. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, the orangutan is the world's largest mammal that climbs trees or capable to live in trees. When you think about it, it's like, you know, that's kind of pretty impressive because, you know, usually with some trees, you know, when animals are a certain weight, they can't hold that weight. But, you know, orangutans are very, very comfortable and very, very skilled in their tree climbing. Now, the word orangutan actually means man of the forest, which I'm actually, when I heard that, I was like, that's pretty cool because I can actually understand how that name came about. So we'll just play a little role playing here with you guys for a second. Let's imagine that you were in the forest of Borneo and you saw an orangutan. And not knowing what it was, you would probably think that it was a man in the forest. You know, they have very long hair, it's very shaggy. If, like I said, you know, if you didn't know what it was, you would probably think it was a man, you know. So, but I think the meaning behind his name is very fitting. It's kind of interesting when you do think about it. Now, the orangutan is one of our closest relatives. In fact, they share about 97% of the same DNA that you and I have. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, our closest relative are chimps and bonobos, to be exact, and then I think orangutans follow after that, you know, but that's a whole, but yes, orangutans are 97% similar to our DNA, which, you know, falls into the form of why we do fit into the greater apes scenario. Now, like I said before, they do spend the majority of their time in the trees, and they're very agile climbers. They even have the ability to hang upside down and grab, like, if food falls on the ground, their feet are actually adapted well enough to where they can hang upside down and grab the fruit off the floor. They even sleep in the trees as well, because most of the time orangutans eat and forage in the daytime, and at nighttime they don't have the best vision, and a lot of predators like leopards can see at night. So it's easier for them to just stay in the trees where they can't be found and, you know, be safe, and they'll make, I'm pretty sure you guys have probably heard that majority of primates, or apes in general, I'm sorry, will make nests out of like straw or leaves or whatever they can get their hands on. It's almost like they're weaving a nest. And orangutans will do this in the trees, and they'll sleep in these nests in the trees, like at the very top. Now, when I said before that they can hang upside down and they're these agile climbers, you know, as big as they are, it's because the orangutan has very large, long arms. In fact, their long arms are longer than their legs and pretty much their whole body, and their hands are pretty similar to ours. And because of this, they can pretty much swing from branch to branch with their fingers and their toes. Now, the orangutan's diet is very interesting because orangutans are technically omnivores, but by over 60% of their diet consists of fruits and plants. Now, orangutans have been shown in studies and observation that they will eat insects like termites and ants, and then they will also eat bird eggs as well. In fact, just like most primates, they know how to usage of tools. Orangutans will use sticks to stick in a hole where termites are at, and then obviously the termites will climb on the stick, and then the orangutan will pull the stick out and lick the stick, because it's easier for him to put the stick, and safer to put the stick in the hole with the termites than stick his finger or stick his tongue in there. And then, speaking of fruit, orangutan's favorite food is a durian fruit. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard about it. This fruit is very notorious for being very smelly, and it's very pointy. I think it's been compared to sewage and rotten flesh and dead fish, to the smell or of the fruit. But for some reason, the orangutans love this. But the thing about it is the fruit has very pointy ends on the outside to protect the soft inside. Orangutans have been shown in studies that they will actually use leaves as gloves to cover their hands to pick up prickly fruit. And that is amazing that these animals have discovered this technique to pick up something. So, and it's so simple, too, to think of a leaf to cover it up. But that just shows the intelligence of primates as a whole. Now, unlike other primates like chimpanzees and gorillas, orangutans are usually solitary animals unless it's a female with a baby, which is makes sense. But most of the time, males and females live by themselves, and they really only come together when it's time for mating. Now, speaking of baby orangutans, orangutan mothers are probably some of nature's best mothers, because Babies stay with their mothers for about between 7 to 9 years. Now, even though that's pretty lengthy time, baby orangutans depend on their mothers to teach them literally everything they need to know about becoming an orangutan. And that is a very big responsibility on the mother, because she pretty much has to get the baby ready in that amount of time to learn how to survive. And this is a good thing, but it's also a hindrance, because that means that the female orangutan can only have a certain amount of babies in her lifetime if she's putting so much time into one, you know? And so that also can affect their numbers when it comes to the orangutan population, among other things as well. And we're about to actually jump into why that is. But when it comes to orangutans, there are three species of them, and all three are critically endangered. There's literally 800 of them. Then the next one has like 100,000, and then the other one has like less than that. And there's a lot of factors that play into why these gentle giants are so endangered. The main one is pretty simple, or pretty common, is deforestation. Mainly by logging companies and people who are cutting down forests for roads to make use to get to cities. Now, with that, and I think I've stated my opinion about how I felt about deforestation, so I'm going to state it again. I think that deforestation is a very terrible thing, because the forest was there before we were. And these animals depend on this for their livelihood. And orangutans do play a vital role in the ecosystem that they live in. Just like the giant panda, the orangutan sometimes gets seeds of flowers and plants and fruit attached to its fur. And it can move around and spread it around the forest. It's almost as like he's a gardener for the forest, if you will, unbeknownst to him. But you see what I'm saying. And it's like, because he's planting all these fruits and all these other plants and stuff, other animals depend on these items of food to survive. And then there's also animals who depend on those animals to survive and eat as well. The circle of life, as Lion King would say. But from a standpoint of the deforestation, rolling it back again, I feel that there should be a different way, because not only are we destroying a forest, we're releasing all carbon is going into the ecosystem, the atmosphere, I'm sorry. And that is not helping the climate change that we're dealing with right now. And not only that, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of palm oil plantations. Now, palm oil is used in, you know, cooking, cosmetics, and other stuff like that. And so pretty much it comes with, you know, significant costs, which means they have to build these palm plantations. Now, again, that's also killing trees. And that's also cutting down stuff, trees to fill in to get the palm oil out, which is taking homes from these orangutans again. And then it's also having them to have human interaction, which usually ends up with them dead. And that only comes from the fact that orangutans are scrounging for food and they have to find it somewhere. Thus, that also gets them killed in the process. Another big thing that's also, when I said hunting before, poaching is also a very big factor in the orangutans' numbers. Because, for some reason, people feel that baby orangutans, and this just isn't for them, this is just for wild animals and exotic animals in general. We're about to dive into that in just a second. Pretty much what happens is there's a high demand for baby orangutans because they're cute. So pretty much what happens is poachers will go out, they will find, because female orangutans get killed more than males, they will find a mother orangutan who has a baby. The younger it is, probably the better to them. They will kill her and then they will take that baby and then they will sell it off to someone as a pet. And that baby cannot be released into the wild because it doesn't have its mother to teach it how to survive. Thankfully, there's rehabilitation centers for baby orangutans, but they can only do so much. And now we're about to jump into this whole topic, like I said before, about why is it you should not make a wild animal a pet? Now, the exotic pet trade is very interesting, if you think about it, because obviously appealing to the eye is something that is dangerous, is exotic, that no one else has. And then you start hearing these stories about these people who keep chimpanzees who attack them, or lions and tigers who attack them, you know. And you also, and I want you guys to listen to me carefully what I'm about to say. I've seen pictures of baby orangutans. They are cute. They are very cute. However, that is not a domesticated animal. It is not an animal that's used to being around people. It is a wild animal that deserves to live in the wilderness where he was born, and he deserves to stay there. Because when you take him away, well, basically, not only do you kill his mother, now he doesn't have his mother anymore, he can't learn the skills he needs to survive in the wilderness. And then he becomes used to people. And then that also can be in the trouble, because if he did get let go, then he would think in his mind that humans are okay to be around. And that could get him hurt or killed, for that matter. Because an orangutan's a pretty big animal. If you really look up the weight of a male, you'll see it's pretty big. And it's like, you have to understand that you can't make these things pets. Shoot, sometimes the things that we have domesticated, they still bite back too. Your dogs and cats, I'm pretty sure, have their moments where they go back to their wild side. So what makes you think that you can make a primate listen to you when sometimes your own dog and cat, who are domesticated, don't listen to you much either? So for me, it's like, for hearing that these orangutans are being taken away from their mothers, it makes me angry, because why are you stepping into this domain and choosing for this baby? We're killing these animals. We're cutting down the forest. All of these things. These animals are on the borderline of extinction. It's been predicted by 2030 they're all probably going to be gone. And then you won't have any more orangutans. They'll just be another page in the book. Another page of the extinct animal book that your children in the future probably won't be able to see. They'll only just hear about them. And that's something I do want everybody to think about from this podcast today. And in general, every podcast I do. Because I want you to think about why protecting these animals is important. Why do you think it's important? Because I'll tell you my reason why I feel it's important. And you're more than welcome, all of you, to tell me yours. Because at the end of the day, every animal has a role to play in its ecosystem. And regardless of how you want to view it or how you want to see it, the forest was there before we were. And it's already bad enough that we're cutting it down inch by inch when majority of the oxygen comes from plants. Shoot, most of the oxygen comes from the rainforest, really. And we're still cutting those down. Sometimes you have to think about the bigger picture, because I think we as humans are just living in the moment and not thinking about what our actions are doing for us and the consequences that are coming with them. The fact that our planet is suffering and no one's really batting an eyelash about it. But really and truthfully, that's just how I feel about the whole situation. Now that's over, I do hope you guys did enjoy the podcast. This is probably a little bit shorter one than normal, but it was a lot of information about orangutans, and I'm so glad you guys are here with me tonight and to enjoy the show. Make sure you tune in next week. And then, like I said before, if you guys have any questions, make sure you leave them for me and I'll answer them live on the show for you. Remember, stay wild and see you guys next week.